You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Is this the Paul McCartney and Beck song?
It is. It's that new one. Yeah, it's kind of good, huh?
It's different. I love the beat to this.
Hey, real quick before we get into the projects that you haven't completed, we just talked about in trending the clickbait, the swallowing the gum and the guy that does autopsies and if he finds a pile of gum in there. And now the amount of messages coming in from people saying that they always swallow their gum.
Yeah.
That's so strange to me.
That's like my buddy Milo. He's a big gum
swallower.
That's
right. You've talked about that a few times. I can't do that. You're swallowing like chemicals, right? I mean, it's a...
No.
It can't be healthy for you to just, when you're done, swallow your gum.
You just pass it.
I understand that you just digest it and pass it, but it just seems strange to swallow your gum every time I spit it out.
I mean, if
there
were bad chemicals, you couldn't put it in your mouth to begin with. So it's not like something magically changes when it goes down the pipe.
Kinda?
No.
I guess? I don't know. Anyway, y'all are swallowing your gum, and you're weird to me. I spit it out. I shove it under the car
seat. No, it
doesn't
stay for 7 years.
No, and that's the thing.
Spoiler
alert, you do pass it, Nick. You poop it out.
We were talking on Friday about projects, and I think we had a caller who was talking about something that I think like her husband was working on. And Jeremy and I were laughing about how sometimes projects stretch out forever and ever and ever. And it doesn't have to be home repair or home remodeling. It could be any kind of project. And people say
modeling
it's what they
kits,
call the never-ending project.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, mine does fall into the camp of home repair. There's a bathroom that I've been meaning to remodel on our main level for years now. And the weird thing is I have everything to do it. I bought a new vanity. I got all the new flooring. I got a toilet. I got a light. And, you know, I got everything to do. But it's just sitting in the basement. And it's just kind of like finding the motivation now to actually dig in and do it. And I'm constantly getting comments from little knickknacks saying, boy, it sure would be nice to have that new flooring in that we picked out before it's, you know, obsolete and not trendy anymore.
Do you run upstairs and point out the laundry room?
Yeah, I was like, I just did that. I did.
I did that.
I know, but bathroom's a lot more work. So I'm just like, ugh. I have a feeling I'm going to sit on this for another year or so before I actually start digging in.
Well, Trina, along those lines, wrote in. She said, my husband's big plan during the pandemic was to finish the basement on his own with no help.
Mm-hmm.
She says, it's now been 20 months. It still looks like a disaster area. So,
that's a big project to take on.
It really is.
That's one you will lose interest in really fast.
I did finish there. I had one room that wasn't finished in an old when I lived in Littleton.
Mm-hmm.
And a buddy and I did that because he is the construction type of guy.
Yeah, it's a good guy to know.
But he put me to work, you know, driving
sanding
the stud things down into the concrete, then putting up the framing and then the drywall and putting in those canister lights and everything.
Yeah.
I can say I've done it, but fortunately I had mega help.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I would have
never do it.
I'm pretty
again.
Good at putting in dimmer lights, so you know that.
Oh, yeah. Solid.
Becca says, my mother was excited when I moved out at 19. Her big plan was to convert my bedroom into a craft room. Well, that was 9 years ago. And the only progress she made was getting all of my things into boxes in the basement. There is no crafting going on in the so-called craft
room. Not one craft. No little popsicle stick cabin.
It sounds like the ulterior motive was just to get Becca out of the house.
Yeah, there you go.
Because it never turned into a craft room. She just got all of her stuff out and in the basement.
Sonia, along those lines, this sounds a lot like my wife. She says, it's not house specific, but it's in the house. It's my scrapbooking projects. She says, I got stacks and stacks of those picture books, and she developed all the pictures because they were digital prints, and now they're all just sitting there. Wonder if she wants to buy all of our scrapbooking crap. We have so much.
Is Nicole like you in that she holds on to stuff forever? Because she's got all the scrapbooking stuff, and that was her big thing a few years ago.
Generally. But yeah, we do have the bins and bins of the creative memories scrapbooking stuff. Special suitcases and things where everything gets stored in the right place, and they got wheels on them. And,
you know, isn't that one of those, it's like a cyclical thing. People who get all hot and bothered over scrapbooking.
Yeah.
and they get all of their stuff from the generation before them that got hot about it and then said forget it. And then these people will just pass it on to the next group of people.
Yeah. Because of Nicole's mom who did all this creative memory stuff.
That
Nicole's like, ooh, give me some of this. Give me some stickers.
I'm starting to wonder if they don't even make that many new scrapbooking products anymore. They're just counting on people to sell theirs to someone else and just say, yeah, take all of this. I don't have time anymore.
Could be. I know
they don't even make new scrapbooking stuff anymore.
It's just colored paper. Recycling. It's just paper with little prints and stuff on it that you slap your pictures on top of. I will say the only time we've dug into that now is when the kids have school projects and they need to do a poster board or something kind of unique and fun. Nicole's like, oh, well, I just happen to have stacks of paper and stickers.
Well, you guys invested a lot of money into with these school projects.
Not me. But I got nowhere to complain. We got joint accounts. But yeah, I can't complain though for all the crap that I buy. It's like it was her one little thing for years that she was spending money on.
Question for you this morning, what is the never ending project at your house? You can either bust yourself or you can bust somebody that you live with. 303-691-1MIX. That's 691-1649. Have some laughs with your boys this morning. What is your never-ending project?
Dom and Jeremy.
Heck yeah!
Heck yeah!
Heck yeah!
On Mix 100.
Heck yeah!
We're about 15, 20 minutes away from today's Mind Bender. Got that coming up at 7:30. And then the Mix 100 flashback flyaway will get started after 8 o'clock. We're talking about what's known as the never-ending project. What is going on at your house that has been going on? And I guess it doesn't even have to be house related. Maybe it's some other project.
It'd be anything.
Although I have to laugh at some of these. Dana says, my boyfriend has some old car in the garage that he was going to, quote, fix up. It's now been 6 years. No fixing up is going on. You know, my brother-in-law had that. He had a car that he this sounds like something that either you would do or you may have done this. I'm trying to remember. You might have done this, Jer. But he got a car that some guy was selling, some old classic car, but it was all, beat to hell, out in California, I think. And he went out and got it, put it on a trailer, brought it back to his house, unloaded it in his garage. And I am not kidding. That was more than 10 years that he worked on that.
It's a slow process, Dom. You got to be very meticulous.
10 years. It might have been 15. I don't remember. I just know that it went on
and on and on
and on fixing up that old car.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny, man. Well,
what do you got?
It's a labor of love. Ginger. I got about four of these. Ginger says, hey, boys, I started removing my popcorn ceilings back in 2019. If you come by my house, you'll notice little patches of that stuff still all over my ceiling. I didn't realize how exhausting it is to do that. You really feel the burn in your shoulders. Hope to finish it in the next 6 months with a winky face.
Yeah, good luck.
It's all right, Ginger. Popcorn ceilings are coming back, so you'll be fine. Wendy says, I bought new doorknobs for the whole house about 3 years ago. I've done two. Rexford books, he says. I just went and counted. My wife has 23 books stacked on her nightstand, all with bookmarks about halfway through. None of them have ever been finished, and they're all very dusty. She's losing interest in the books. I can kind of relate. I've got a few like that. You're like,
that's interesting.
I don't think I'll ever get back to that. And then finally, I have Janice. She says, I tried fixing the handle on my toilet a couple months ago and somehow screwed it up. So now to flush the toilet, I keep the back lid off and just push down on the little floaty thingy.
Works. It works.
Janice, you classy.
The floaty thingy. The last thing I'll throw in here is because, I always like it when people take our segments like this and they go off on a slightly different direction. Dennis said, I had this talk with my wife about a month ago. My opinion is that people don't want to finish a project because that means they'll have to find something else. They like having something that is ongoing.
That's kind of a weird twist.
So the psychology is that you don't want to finish, maybe A, because it will make you sad that it's done.
Maybe.
Or you don't want to have to find something else. So you don't add more to your plate if you still haven't replaced all the doorknobs yet.
Yeah.
Or if you haven't fixed the handle on the toilet, or you haven't finished your popcorn ceiling, then you don't have to stack anything else up.
That, and I would say that it's always nice to have something to say that you're working on for those, you know, small talk conversations with your friend. Like, what's new? What's been going on? You know, oh, I've been restoring a car, you know, I've been remodeling the bathroom.
Thing is what you're saying.
You know, and they don't know. It's a brag thing, of course.